Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality with Global Happiness Specialist, yours truly, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. You know, let me just start off. I don't know why I cause myself drama. Maybe because in my real life I'm really very conscious about the whole drama versus peace thing. Every time before the show, I'm running around, even if I get up an hour early, 2 hours early, I'm running around the last 10 minutes, last 15 minutes, running around trying to organize everything, where are my notes, where how do I post. It's crazy. So it's my own creative drama. I'm doing it to myself. And I figured out I'm just the last minute kind of, making the last minute kind of person. I mean, what? And I'm going to accept that right now, but it is really, sometimes it's really funny. I mean, nobody's making me wait till. The call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1 if you want to speak with me live, if you want to ask a question live. Again, 646-564-9619. And you know, I'm thinking about taking the show to YouTube. I don't know. I'm still feeling it out. But anyway, it would be nice to see people and they can see me. I'm thinking about it. We'll see what happens. Woo! Let's go. Let's just give you a little bit of background. We get new listeners all the time, every single week. I have new people finding the show. I don't know how you find the show. Oh, you know what? Let me start the show off with, let me just give a little bit of background. First of all, when I was younger, you know how you always make, when you have a birthday and you blow out the candles on your birthday cake and you make a wish, I always wish for the same things. I'm still, this is what I want. This is what I want, universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, source, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter what term you use. To me, it doesn't matter. I know there's a lot of people out there who are pretty particular. They don't say universe. They only say God. They don't say spirit. For me, words have absolutely zero power. So you can call it whatever you like. Call it whatever you like. I'm good with that. I'm accepting all forms. What was my point? Oh, when I asked the universe, I used to ask the universe for the same thing. I wanted to be happy, and I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. Living to my potential, I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea how that would evolve. I had no idea what that would look like. But I always said, I just want to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this happiness was the craw. The happiness was the pee under the mattress. The happiness is what I was looking for in relationships, in accomplishments, worldly accomplishments, in traveling. I was looking for happiness everywhere outside of myself. And finally, the truth came when this happiness has nothing to do with anything external. This happiness is an inside job. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter what happens. which we're going to get to the topic, where does happiness live? And I also want to share that when I say happiness, it is the same concept of being at peace. Being at peace with that person in the mirror, being at peace with your life, being at peace, being at peace. It doesn't matter what happens. Who are you on the inside? Who are you? Where are you rooted? Where is your foundation? Where is your foundation? What is your foundation? If your foundation is rooted in things that might happen, goals that might happen, or accomplishments or awards, then be prepared to feel happy sometimes when you receive something, and also when you don't, when there's nothing going on, get ready to be restless, bored. What can I do? One of the biggest challenges I had was how to be happy when there's nothing happening, when there's nothing going on. How to be happy just being. How to be happy just being still. How to be happy just staring at a wall. Can you imagine just being in a jail cell and finding happiness in a jail cell? Is that even possible? The answer is yes. We have one example of that that I know of, Nelson Mandela. One example of that. So it is possible. But happiness is a practice skill. And what I share on this show is what to practice. We know happiness is important. There was a very famous study, and I've said this 100 times, a very famous study done by a hospice nurse. And one of the things that she asked her patients who were dying in a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months, who knew they were dying, what was important to them? What were their biggest regrets? What were their biggest regrets? In fact, I'm just going to give you the name of this woman who did the study. Her name was Bronnie Ware, and I've said it before on the show, but it's, you can Google her, Bronnie, Bronnie Ware. She was a hospice nurse in Australia, and she asked her patients your five most common regrets. Can you imagine asking somebody that's dying, what are your regrets? Well, this is a real, real powerful question. asking people that are dying, what did they regret? And one of the five most common regrets of the dying is they wish they were happier. You have a long life. It's not about the life. It's about the journey on. It's about the journey during the life. My favorite quote, I always say it at the end of the show. I'm going to throw it in at the beginning of the show today, is you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. When I say happiness is a practice skill, but nobody teaches us that it's about the journey. Nobody teaches us that it's not about the award that you get, or nobody teaches us that. In fact, you know, this week, let me find it, because I have to, I'm going to read my own post. I'm going to read my own post. Okay, hold on a second. So I found a comment by a very prominent. Did I read this last week? I don't know. If I did, I'm gonna do it again, only because I think it's so profound. It was a comment about, and I'm just gonna say it. It was a comment from one of the sharks on Shark Tank. I love this person. I love this person. Meaning that I like the spirit. I can feel the energy. And one of the posts was, do you know the difference between a winner and a loser? A winner mentality and a loser mentality. And you know, you remember what you were taught about what's being a winner. A winner works hard, doesn't take no for an answer, proceeds through all of it, never gives up, makes goals, blah, blah, blah. And then I wrote winners versus losers. Oh, that's what the post was. The difference between a winner and a loser. The difference between a winner and a loser. And it had a list of things that a winner does and a list of things that a loser does. You know, a loser, oh, it's too hard. I'm not going to try. I'm too afraid. All of that. You know the programming we all got. There's winners and there's losers in this life. And my post was this: winners versus losers, according to who? What about the difference between the conscious versus the unconscious? The programmed versus the non-programmed? The truth versus the illusion of the truth? Because according to the majority of the population in this world, Michael Jackson was a winner. Prince was a winner. Steve Jobs was a winner. Anthony Bourdain was a winner. Robin Williams was a winner. Kate Spade was a winner. Elvis, come on. I watched a special on Elvis the other day. Miserable, very unhappy. So the list of winners is endless, but the truth is being labeled a winner doesn't mean that you're happy, content, or satisfied with yourself in this life. Happiness is a practice skill. And so on this show, I share what to practice, because it is a skill in anyone. Unlike getting to the NBA or getting to the NFL or playing professional baseball, where there's only 1%, 2% of the population that played in professional sports. Oh, they're very, very small percentage of the people get to play professional sports. It's so rare to come up. I mean, you have to be really, really, really good, and you have to work really, really, really hard. And that's the same with happiness. You just don't get happy. It is a practice skill. And what do you practice? Well, with that, let me just say, give you my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is the same as being at peace. Happiness is a vibration. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is an energy. And I'm talking a deep-rooted energy. I'm not just talking about, oh, Jesus happened and now I'm happy. Whee! No, I'm talking about something that is lasting, something that is permanent, something that you can hold, that is an anchor. Is an anchor. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's the same as any other skill. The more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice, the better the results. And so my question to people is, how committed are you to wanting to be happier? I mean, everybody wants, oh, I want to be happy. But are you willing to commit? Are you willing to practice and commit to that every single day? I'm telling you, the rewards, there are no awards for the rewards that you get from the practice. The topic is, where does happiness live? What? Where does happiness live? Yes. Again, the number, just press the number one if you want to speak to me. I have people in the queue. And I don't, some people want to ask questions, some don't. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. Here we go. Where does happiness live? This is my analogy. This is what the universe gave me this week. I'm going to choose the Atlantic Ocean. Atlantic Ocean. Only because I think the Atlantic Ocean is a little bit more turbulent than the Pacific. I could be wrong. But I know that the Titanic sunk in the Atlantic Ocean. So I'm just thinking that it's a little bit more turbulent. It has a little bit more ups and downs. So you're in the, so you're on a boat. You know what? I'm not even going to throw in a boat. How about we're just, we're on our individual kayak in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean is going to be an analogy for life. I'm going to use it. So on the surface of, if you're floating on the surface of life, if you're floating on the surface of the Atlantic Ocean, then you are subject to weather changes, waves, tsunamis, hurricanes, rough water. The only way you're going to be peaceful on the Atlantic Ocean is if the ocean itself is peaceful. If you're living on the surface, I don't know why I think this is so brilliant. You might not think it's that brilliant, but I think it's brilliant. If you're living on the surface, if that's where you live, if you're living on the surface of the ocean, you are subject to whatever is thrown at you, whether it's choppy seas, rough seas, hurricanes, big waves, tornadoes, tsunamis, wind, rain, sleet. You are subject to all of those conditions. And let's pretend that all of those conditions represent something in life, whether it's a, listen, come on, we've all lived, we have family issues, we have financial issues, we have self-acceptance issues, self-love issues, all of it. So if you are relying on waiting for the ocean to be calm, the ocean to be peaceful, for you to be calm, for you to be peaceful, and again, when I say happiness, happiness is the same as internal peace in my world. It's the same energy as feeling content. It's the same energy as feeling balanced, satisfied. You know that vibration of satisfaction, that vibration of being at peace with yourself and life. It is a totally different vibration than when you're upset, when you're angry, when you're annoyed, when you're irritated, when you're worried, when you're sad. Different vibes. You know the difference. And we all like to feel that. Let me scratch that. I'm not going to talk for you. I like to feel very peaceful. I like to be at peace. I like it. I love it. It is the best for me. Hey, if I'm going to choose being at peace versus being pissed off, I'm going to choose being at peace every single time. I used to live being angry, being pissed off all the time at something. Even if the wind blew the wrong way, I was pissed. Someone didn't agree with me. I was mad. I mean, I could get angry so quickly. It was an addiction. And there is something that is an addiction. There is an addiction in this world to drama. There is an addiction to getting angry. There is an addiction to, and there really is a very uncomfortable vibration of being at peace. Who's used to, who loves, who longs for just being at peace? And that's what I'm talking about. So if you're living on the surface of the ocean, guess what? Your feelings, your emotions, your state of mind is going to be determined on whatever the temperature, what the ocean is doing that day or in that moment. But how about if you dive all the way down? Dive, 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 dive down. Down to where the Titanic is. Dive to where where the Titanic rests. There is nothing but peace at the bottom of the ocean. That is where peace and happiness live. Now, I can go up and get a little tossed around, and I'm on the surface, and when I know I'm on the surface, I'm time to dive down. In fact, honestly, quite frankly, I don't live on the surface of the ocean anymore. Oh, my ego can get me tripped up and get me caught up for maybe a minute or two, but I'm not staying on the surface of the ocean because that's not where my peace is found. My peace isn't found based on, my peace isn't where, isn't based on what's happening. And I'll give you a perfect example yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Because I'm just like you. I have an ego. My ego is always pointing out what's wrong. What's wrong? What needs to be changed? What needs to be fixed? Focusing on everything that's wrong. Never, my ego never focused on where's the peace. Where can you find peace in this situation? Where can you find peace? Oh, no, no, no. My ego is always looking for the problem. So yesterday, well, 2 days ago, I made plane reservations. And I'm telling you, one of the things that my ego throws at me is that, you know, you're getting older, you're losing it. You're not like you used to be. You're not as savvy. You're not as quick. You're losing it. You know, listen, my ego does the same things to me that it does to you. It's that when I say we're as different as our fingerprints, we are, but you know that critical voice. You know that voice that says something's wrong. Well, I got it, but the problem my ego has now is I don't feed it. I recognize it. I accept it. I acknowledge it. But I do not feed it. What I do is I witness it. I stand back and witness it. It is not my identity. My ego is not who I am. So 2 days ago, I made plane reservations. And I made plane reservations for someone else. So here we go. It's not my plane reservations. I made plane reservations for someone else. That's an extra double added ingredient. And so I did that, paid for it and everything. And the next day I was printing out the reservations because now I gotta mail the confirmation numbers and old fashioned mail it. Okay, U.S. mail. Well, guess what? I'm looking at these plane reservations. And instead of it saying leaving at 7 a.m., which was the day of the conference, the day of the meeting, that day, you know, the meeting and the conference was later that day, the plane reservation said 7 p.m. Why I didn't see the p.m. and I thought it was a.m., I mean, I could give you a list of stories as why, there's When I have people visiting, they're usually flying in the morning, 7 a.m. There's a specific airline that has a flight, a regular flight, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. And I don't know, listen, it's all a setup. I'm not even going to give you a story. The ego, the universe sets me up. If I'm claiming to be the global happiness specialist, well, what's going to happen when things don't line up? I made reservations for 7 p.m. Now, is this a day later? Of course, it's very easy to cancel reservations, find other flights, and make reservations. Plus, again, it's for someone else. And I already gave them the flight numbers and all that. But I didn't say 7 p.m. I said 7 a.m. And I'm looking at it, and it just, oh my gosh, you are losing it. How could this happen? And again, it's someone else. Now I've got extra added responsibility because it's not just me, it's someone else. My ego had me breaking down in tears over simple plane reservations. Now, I get into this all out crying. Oh, I'm losing it. I don't have it. Why did I do it? And now I have to change it. All of this. It was a whole maybe 3 minutes could have been longer, could have been less, of tears, tears, tears. I know it might sound silly, but listen, don't tell me you haven't cried over something that wasn't important. Because I know I'm you, I'm just like you. Don't tell me you haven't been upset over something that's really trivial. And I'm crying and I'm crying. And then, of course, I'm bowled over. My shoulders are down. My head's down. I'm crying. And then all of a sudden, I take a deep breath. I stand up, and I say, "You know what, ego? Good, blindside. Good bat to the back of the head. Thank you for that. You know what, ego? That isn't why I'm crying. This has nothing to do with the plane reservations and me getting it wrong or me thinking that, oh, you know, my mental capacity is gone. Oh, oh, the ego will throw in so many problems. Oh, I have tons of problems. I have so many problems. It'll throw in all of it. But it's up to us. It's up to the practice. Do you feed it? Do you believe it? Do you allow it to make you feel a certain way? Or do you practice trusting, accepting, letting go, and know that everything, even that, had a purpose? Even the tears had a purpose. And what was the purpose? For some reason, listen, we talked about it before on the show. There's no reason. It's just a season. It was just time for me to let out a wail. It was just time for me to boo-hoo. It was just time for me to... I do a lot better when it's real. That was fake crying. But when I'm really crying, I do a really good real cry. Oh, I belt it out like I'm an opera singer. I'm a really good crier. Really good crier. And when I took a deep breath and I stood up straight, I said, "I know the truth. Thank you, ego, for getting me into that tailspin for a moment or two. That was a nice ride. Whee! It's like going on a roller coaster. It was a nice ride. Guess what? I know where I live. And what's the worst? What's the worst? What's the worst? Meetings rescheduled. Another flight. I had to use two airlines for two separate flights. What's really the problem? I'm here to say that there are no problems. There are only solutions. There are only solutions to every single moment, to every single circumstance. Standing up, taking a deep breath, okay, what's next, universe? Maybe less than 5 minutes later, because I live in the middle of the forest, I told you that. I live in the middle of a forest, and we have a creek in the backyard. And now, springtime, you know, I told you about the little duck family, and now the duck family has nine little ducklings. Following the mom, and I walked out to the deck, and I saw the ducks and the little, I thought there were only five, there are nine of them, and I counted the ducklings, and instantly the vibration, the energy shifted. But was it because of the ducklings, or was it just because it was time for the energy to shift? See, the stories that the ego tells are very, very, they're intricate. They're believable. The belief system, the beliefs, what do you believe? And I'm here to tell you, question those beliefs. There is a time for every single vibration, There is a time to feel every single way. Your job, your responsibility is to flow through all of it. Flow through it. Ride that roller coaster we call life with the hands up and relaxed. You do that when you practice trust. You can be relaxed when life hits you with whatever it's going to hit you with, when you're practicing accepting, trust, letting go. The only reason why people worry is lack of trust. I've said it a million times. And whose responsibility is that? To practice trusting. So I practice trusting blindly. I don't care what happens, how I feel, what I'm going through, what life throws at me. I trust that everything that is happening for a reason. Where do I live? I live at the bottom of the ocean. The bottom of the ocean. I'm going to be tossed around, because listen, the ocean isn't peaceful all the time. The ocean is not peaceful that many times. But I know the truth. And when I say that there are practices, well, the practice starts with, when you're talking about being happier, where does happy live? Where does peace live? Where does it live? You know what? I'm going to adjust this, because you can also live on the surface of the water and be tossed around and tossed and toppled and still be at peace. Yeah. Yes. You can do that when you're rooted in peace at the bottom. At the bottom of the ocean, rooted in peace. Because I was tossed around. Rooted, the bottom of the ocean. Because I get tossed around too. But I dive all the way down. The tossing is going to happen. Life is going to happen. It's where you live is going to make the difference. When I say practicing the behaviors that add to happiness, the behaviors that add to happiness include committing to being at peace regardless of what happens. And when I say peace, it's the same as happy. To me, it's the same. It's surrendering to whatever happens in the moment. When you practice surrendering in all moments, zero resistance, let it, whatever universe, whatever your will is, humbling the ego, recognizing the ego, and knowing yourself, meaning that, see, when I talked about the beginning of the show, when I said, you know, I wait to the last minute. And now, listen, I could be up 2 hours before the show, and it's only the last 20 minutes I'm scheduling everything. The last 15 minutes I'm scheduling everything. Today it was 3 minutes before the show, and I'm posting. 3 minutes before the show. I'm up an hour and a half before. What kind of sense does that make? I like a little drama, a little made-up drama. Acceptance, knowing yourself. I'm not going to sit up here and criticize me for being me. I'm not going to criticize me for waiting till the last minute. I'm not going to use the word procrastinate. You know what the word procrastinate to me means? It means lack of inspiration. So procrastinate, I just wasn't inspired to do anything earlier. Period. Take that, ego. I'm not going to feel bad about anything that I do, anything or say, because everything is happening for a reason. When I say I'm not going to feel bad about it, there is a whole list of programming to feel bad, guilt, feel bad, guilt, shame, all of that. I'm not doing that anymore. Not anymore. I was really good at it before. That doesn't bring me any peace. That's not where peace lives. That's not where happiness lives. Is feeling bad about anything. The other things that add to happiness is total trust, letting go of the illusion of control, choosing your perspective, having patience with yourself, having patience with this life, letting go of the programming of something else needs to be happening. Where does happiness live? It's an inside job. It's an inside job. Happiness has nothing to do with what happens. Let me just look over my notes and see if I have anything else I wanted to say. Looking over my notes. Where are my notes now? State of mind. Happiness is a practice. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a decision. You know, the other thing that's interesting when I talk about things happening, I also have an eye infection in my right eye. Whee! I mean, come on. Life happens. And it's the Memorial Day weekend. Doctors aren't open. I'm not going to the emergency. What am I going to do? Huh? So what? Who cares? There is nothing that's going to happen that is going to take away from my peace unless I allow it, unless I let that happen. I have that choice. It's not an easy one all the time. It's really not. It's a road that phrase road less traveled. It is a road less traveled. I don't hear anybody teaching that, hey, it's not about this, it's not about them, it's not about the blame game. It's about that person in the mirror. I don't hear anybody talking about the person in the mirror and their responsibility to themselves. Whee! Wow! Oh, I don't even remember what I said. But where does happiness live? It lives inside, bottom of the ocean. It could be on the top of the ocean. You could be tossed and turned. I don't care what could happen. 100 things can happen. But if you're settled and you're at peace internally, guess what? It's going to be an enjoyable ride, whatever comes at you. Whatever comes, whatever doesn't come, you're going to be going and flowing. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio. The truth about happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, I got a critique on my website that it wasn't, you know, I wish I could, yeah. Anyway, and I asked for it. I said, what do you think? Not a lot of favorable reviews, but that's that. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a YouTube channel. I'm going to ask the universe for help, of course. You know, that's the other thing. Always ask the universe for help. I don't pretend like I'm doing this. I always ask the universe how. How do I let go? How do I find more peace? How do I get to a place how is my perspective broadened? How do I focus on what the universe focuses on, not what man focuses on? How do I focus on what God focuses on? I ask those questions every single day. I don't pretend to, hey, I got this. No, I need help too. And I ask the universe for help every single day. Have a conversation. Develop a relationship every day. Talk to the universe every single day. Talk to God every day. Listen, I cuss them out too, though. Don't tell anybody that. YouTube channel. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. And be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.